We need to talk about the orchestra. Now, today is the deadline, we were told this morning, mm-hmm. for the Louisville Orchestra musicians to return to work. Orchestra board said it would begin replacing the players if they did not sign on by the end of the day. After a year of contract talks and a lot that's not really worked with this. So what has happened now?
Well, right now, the musicians are turning in letters, 60 letters, to the management saying they will not accept the offer. They will not come back to work with or without the union. They are not going to take this offer. They are turning that in right now, and they're also staging something of a protest outside of the orchestra's offices.
And Devin Katayama is there, right?
Yes, he is down there right now, gathering up the audio and talking with the people who are down there. The musicians also filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. They say the orchestra management has not been negotiating in good faith, and they want this federal agency to start looking into that. Now, this protest outside the orchestra offices, that's something that we could start getting used to depending on what happens next. I talked with Drew McManus. He's an arts consultant. He's been a frequent commentator on orchestra disputes, arts disputes in general across the country. The management is serious that they're going to move forward trying to find new musicians. McManus says that's possible. They can do that. They could either bring in wholesale just another group, a pops group that isn't part of the union necessarily. They could bring in amateur musicians. They can bring them in. They could possibly audition them. Any time that it's public that they're auditioning or that they are interviewing, he said you could expect orchestra musicians, union members to be out protesting outside, possibly even outside of concerts that are coming up. Now, either way, if these musicians are hired, whether or not an orchestra is fielded, Chapter 7 is a huge threat or possibly inevitable for the orchestra
and,
at this
and
point.
And explain what Chapter 7 is. That is
liquidation.
Liquidation of the orchestra. Why is that the imminent threat right now?
Well, even if they do field replacement musicians, they're not going to be able to either get high-quality musicians or get guest artists to come in, guest conductors who are part of the American Federation of Musicians who are not going to cross what could become a picket line. There's a dispute over whether or not there's actually a strike going on.
So essentially what we would have is, if they did this, it would be kind of a, as you said, a pops orchestra or mm-hmm. an amateur orchestra playing under the name of the Louisville Orchestra, and no soloist really of any stripe would come and perform. No guest conductor would come and perform who's signed with the union. That's probably all of them.
Exactly.
So this would be like a high school orchestra called the Louisville Orchestra.
Close, yeah. If not exactly that, students could be sought. This is going to also hurt community support. I don't think there's much doubt that community support has already been damaged now during this dispute and is going to be damaged further. That's going to make this financial model that the orchestra management has very difficult to fulfill. If there's an unpopular orchestra out there or an orchestra that people aren't supporting, and Drew McManus said essentially that they may have to go, will probably have to go to Chapter 7.
It occurs, that's really what they were planning to do all along. I mean, there's an inevitability that's building up here. It's going there. I mean, was mm-hmm. this really the tactic? I'm sure, you know, I don't want to sound like a cabal or conspiracy
right.
theorist, but I mean, is this quite possibly what the effort has been all along, or at least I shouldn't say all along, but recently now realizing the impasse they were at, the orchestra decided, okay, let's just do it. Let's liquidate and start over.
Well, they
new contract, right?
Right. Orchestra CEO Rob Berman, he says no.
He says
that's farthest from their mind. Drew McManus, however, says this is probably the most appealing option, that this is the way to save the orchestra. Finding replacement players isn't going to be how you do it. You do it by liquidating, removing some members of the board, removing possibly Mr. Berman himself, changing the management, starting over, essentially wiping clean the past and starting new with maybe some of the previous managers, maybe some of the previous board, but having that sort of shakeup in leadership, coming back with the musicians and seeking something from the ground up. That Chapter 7 is the way to do that. Something there's more of a feeling, and even some other consultants are starting to comment on this, the feeling is that Chapter 7 is the only way to go, that that's the logical way.
Okay.
So the management may deny that they have been thinking about Chapter 7, but Chapter 7 is likely, at least according to outside experts, the way to save this
orchestra.
Yeah,
and I don't want to make it sound like this is a conspiracy theory.
Right.
What I want to say is just that it seems like it's now really steered in that direction.
Yeah, it All seems right. like that is the direction this is going in. Something else that's interesting, the management had sent out these letters looking for new players and had requested, at least Drew McManus was saying, this is something that's odd. These letters asked for a cover letter, which would be unusual in orchestra tryouts, because that would imply at least that musicians may be hired on something other than musical talent, which is very controversial. Musicians don't like it. Management may perhaps be trying to get more of that into the orchestra.
All right. Gabe, thank you very much.
No problem.